the last 2 hours. Apparently, Chakwe is going to perp walk litter bugs. And some of y'all are saying, priorities, man, priorities. Hey, you know what? I'm probably going to surprise y'all here. I like it. Good job, Chakwe. Good job, Chakwe. I think it's called broken windows policing. You start making some examples out of folks. But don't stop. Don't treat the first ones like they're the only ones. See, that's the problem. It's all the start, stop, start, stop. Do it every time. I still got my money on we getting to see Chakwe in a perp walk before this term is up. I'm still holding out hope for that. I'm still holding out hope that the rumors are all true. So, but in the meantime, if they want to start arresting litter bugs, I 100% co-sign on that. I don't want to speak for Mr. Kim Wade, but I know that he's very big on the littering thing as well. I'm going to guess Kim probably co-signs on it too, but I don't want to put words in his mouth. That is a good thing. Because if you're not paying attention to the little things, there's no way I assume you're paying attention to the big things. Because that's how they rebuilt New York coming out of the 70s and 80s with Rudy Giuliani. New York City, that is. It's called broken windows policing. You arrest people for everything. Even the little things. You prevent the little things, it prevents the big things. You know, like anytime JPD does something or Rankin, we'll use Rankin County, for example, Pearl, any of the police departments over there, or Madison, anywhere but Jackson. We'll use this for an example. People always say when they talk about a small drug bust, a little marijuana, everybody gets on the line, you ain't got nothing better to do. You ain't got nothing better to do, little marijuana busts. It ain't even illegal anymore. It's still illegal. It's only legal if you get it from a dispensary with a medical marijuana card. It just because you can go legally buy it don't mean you can illegally sell it. Stupid people. Anyway, they have time to brag about those little busts, the little things, because when you're hard on the little things, it deters the big things from happening. And that doesn't mean an idiot isn't born every day and won't do something stupid. It happens. But just like how Jackson, I don't think, has made but one arrest in these three mass shootings, when stuff like that happens in Rankin and Madison County, generally, when the story breaks, they've already got a section in it that says suspect arrested or suspect compromised in shootout. They don't play. They always get their guy in Rankin and Madison County. You had three mass shootings in one day, basically. And the only person that you got arrested right now is the girl that shot herself while doing it. I ain't making this stuff up. They did say they had a warrant out for a couple of guys from a gas station deal, but best I know, they ain't got them yet. And I get it. It's easier to blend in Jackson. It's easier to hide. I understand. It's a bigger area. Let's see here. Let's take a call on the Mazda of Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on there.
Yeah. Quickly about this litter patrol, that's all great that he wants to clean up the city. Who's going to hold him responsible for the majority of the litter being from him not picking up the trash for the past year?
Well, there's definitely that. I mean, look, I would love to see him perp walked. So you don't have to sell me on that.
I mean, that just sounds like he's pointing the finger at somebody else. I get Jackson's a hole, but somebody hold the guy in charge responsible. I appreciate it.
Yeah, brother, appreciate it. Yeah, hey, you won't get no argument out of me there. Hold them responsible. Let's see. Let's read a few of your guns and gear text line. Spook says, stop and frisk. I agree. Stop and frisk. Bring back stop and frisk. If that upsets them, so be it. they deserve to be upset. Ty said, regarding the WLBT report, Chalkway says they're going to perp walk people that litter, but won't perp walk people that shoot children, like that woman that shot the 8-year-old. Did they even show up mugshot? That's a great point there, my brother. That's a great point. But, you know, they don't want to perp walk the mass shooters in Jackson because they – I'm just going to be honest. I mean, y'all can say this is, you know, racially insensitive, whatever, but they're not showing them because they're black. And it doesn't work with their far-left progressive narrative on gun control. That's why they don't show them. That's why you'll probably never see them unless Capitol Police arrest them. Let's take another call. Hey, you're on there.
Hey, Brother Clay, it's Andrew. How's it going?
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Brother, I am here working the polls today, and I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that there is a primary going on. It's for Congress, and the turnout is low. It's a Republican primary.
In Jackson.
And,
Hines County.
Yeah. I was just letting everybody know that, and I heard what you were saying about guns. All I'm going to say about that is more guns equals less crime. And it's a great book by John Lott, if you haven't read it. It really talks about it. And that's all I really had to say, brother.
Andrew, doing a great job. That's Andrew. Pronounce your last name. I think it's Gasar. Andrew Gasar. He's been filling in some here for Kim and for Jameson. Doing a great job. It's called Political Church. It's the name of his show. If you hear Andrew, he'll fill in for me at some point. Maybe one day he'll have his own show. I sure hope so. I enjoy listening to him. He brings a lot of experience to the table. I say right now, pound for pound, WYAB has got its strongest lineup since I've been here. You know, I would still love to have Mike Madison 5 days a week, but you know, life is life. We've got him a couple days a week. Allison Tharp took a full-time job. We've lost Allison. I hate that, but she'll still come in some here and there. You know, we got Andrew filling in some. That's a strong bench right there. And then we got Chip Matthews started a show yesterday. And of course, myself, Jameson, and Kim Wade. We're rocking and rolling here at WYAB. But back to Ty's text about not perp walking murderers. Yeah, I'm with you 100%. 100%. Did y'all see this? And I'm going to move on to some different topics here. I really want to hit some national stuff, but I'm going to close this segment out because we're going to get to Joe Biden. Joe Biden is now denying that he changed Easter to Transgender Visibility Day. I mean, they're just gaslighting. 100% gaslighting. Like, we have the proclamation from the White House. We're going to get to that because it's worth a whole segment. But closing out Jackson, here's a headline that you don't see too often. And by don't see too often, I mean see every day. Quote, he was terrorizing South Jackson. Man kidnapped citizens, forced them to withdraw money from ATM, police say. I don't know, funny is probably not the best word. Peculiar, maybe that's a better word. This has been like an urban legend for a while over there. I mean, my folks still live technically in South Jackson. So this has been an urban legend that there's been a guy kidnapping people and making them take money, making them go to ATMs to take money. Here's a story from WLBT. A man who police say terrorized the citizens of South Jackson has been arrested and charged with a plethora of crimes. Well, I wonder, what is that plethora? I love it when they use the word plethora. Stephen Jones was arrested last week and charged with one count of auto theft, 8 counts of armed robberies. Well, this is the plethora, I guess. Let's see. Let me start over. 1 count of auto theft, 8 counts of armed robbery, 2 counts of armed robbery of a business, 3 counts of kidnapping, 1 count of carjacking, and 1 count of aggravated assault. Well, depending on which judge he sees, is it Tommy Green? Is it Wooten? He'll be right out, $1,000 bond. he ain't gonna be locked up long. Anyway, this says this after police say Jones was accosting people, putting them in their trunk and taking them to ATM machines and making them withdraw money. He was terrorizing South Jackson, police added. Well, good to know South Jackson is now safe. Good job, JPD, for arresting him. I don't want to rain on that parade any. We definitely appreciate you getting this terrorist, actually. If you terrorize, you're a terrorist. So to get this Free the Land terrorist off the streets, we do appreciate you. Real quick, man, what's for lunch today? Out at the Burgers Blues barbecue locations. Just check them out real quick. And don't forget, Burgers Blues barbecue is open for breakfast at their Madison and brand new Flowood location. So don't miss out on great breakfast, whether it's the chicken and waffles, the homemade chicken biscuits from scratch, cathead biscuits. Got a full pan of them, Andy. Andy Gibson's empty pan of biscuits saying will forever be iconic to me. All right, look, fried pork chop is the blue plate today at Burgers Blues Barbecue. You can also get hamburger steak, the sides of sweet potato casserole, lima beans, and mashed potatoes. That's available at all three Burgers Blues Barbecue locations, Main Street, Madison, Dogwood, and Flowood, located right in front of Dick's Sporting Goods, and, of course, downtown Brandon, right there on West Government Street. You can't miss it. We'll be right back.